June 30. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22. Faith is a fundamental, foundational principle of the doctrine of salvation. We should have faith toward God. For everything, we need to have faith. For prayer, we need faith. To receive His life, we need faith. Otherwise, whatever we do will be a failure. That is why on many occasions, the Lord said to the sick, "Thy faith has saved thee." Luke 7:50, 8:48, 17:19, 18:42. According to Matthew 9:2, seeing the faith of the men who carried the paralytic, the Lord healed him. It is by faith we can understand unseen things. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. The unseen things which are real cannot be understood by the visible. However clever we may be, they are mysteries to us. But by faith we can understand the heavenly mysteries and unseen things. By faith our prayers are answered. By faith we enjoy His power. By faith we obey the Lord and follow Him. Our spiritual life is filled by faith. By faith we bind Satan. By faith we proclaim the promises of God. It is by faith that we can have eternal life. That is why repentance and faith go together. Those who have no faith cannot grow spiritually. Many preachers have no faith. Even though they hold big meetings and campaigns, yet when they want money, they start begging. That is where they go wrong. They have so many schemes and devices to get money. When they plan to have gospel campaigns, they start writing letters and go on giving hints for money for many months. That is not faith. By having a living and strong faith in our Lord, we can enjoy His perfect peace and have all our needs met. Thus, we see how faith is the fundamental and foundational principle of prayer life, Bible study, or any other service.